Let's get extremely local news now from Black Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella joins us and talking about hot dogs. It is a meat town around here. However, Chicago comfort food does exist for vegans. Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, actually, just this morning I got a press release saying that Chicago is one of the most vegan-friendly cities in the country. And we decided to explore to see if you could find all of Chicago's classic foods vegan style. Deep dish pizza, Chicago style hot dogs, Italian beef. And the answer is yes. We rounded them up. There's several locations to get hot dogs, like they're all across the city. And deep dish, I never knew this. I have a vegan friend, so I'm always looking for places with vegan options. Warehouse Bar and Pizzeria in Lincoln Park. Can't Believe It's Not Meat, and Kitchen 17. You can get a thick vegan deep dish pizza filled with vegan cheese, vegan pepperoni, vegan sausage, whatever you want to put on there. I never knew this existed. There's also hot links, vegan hot links you could find, which are the little sausages smothered in barbecue sauce. You can get those made with seitan, which is like a wheat gluten, and actually, the seitan, it tastes more meaty than a lot of the other fake meats that I've tried. It's pretty darn good if you're trying to cut back on cholesterol or still want to get your junk food fixed, but, without the meat.
Don't tell me there's a vegan Italian beef.
There sure is. Bona Beef, one of the most popular places for beef in the city, has a vegan beef made with Upton's, which is a local vegetarian company. They make this Italian beef seitan. It is really good. I have tried it. My wife is a vegetarian, so I have tried a lot of these things. And also, Can't Believe It's Not Meat in Hyde Park has a vegan not beef. Served up with sweet peppers, homemade au jus, French rolls, jardinera, all the vixens, and none of the meat.
All right. Just to be clear, vegan hot dogs not available at the Wiener Circle today during the giveaway. In Wicker Park, there's a very famous mural visible along the Kennedy Expressway, and everybody seems to enjoy it. But now there is a bit of a protest going on. What's this all about?
Yeah, so every time there's a new mural that's displayed on the Wintrust Bank building along the Kennedy there, people pay attention to it. It's so prominent, and as you know, everyone is just stuck in traffic on the Kennedy for hours and hours a day. So it gives people something to look at. Typically, they hire a nonprofit that is featured on the building will hire a local artist to create this mural. But the new mural that's up now is from Hope Ignites Chicago. They do great work. No one's trying to diminish the work they do, but they did use AI art for the mural. It was very obviously AI art, according to a lot of the artists we talked to, and they were pretty upset about it. They said, this is such a prominent mural space. It really is a chance to showcase the beautiful art and artists in Chicago. And they were just disappointed that AI was used instead of many, many artists who A, need work, and B, are just immensely talented and could really impress people who are stuck in traffic on the Kennedy.
And finally, mark your calendar. It's a week from Saturday, the big block club party, right?
Yes, it's also my birthday, so come celebrate my birthday, the Block Club Block Party. It is at Half Acre, the brewery at 2050 West Elmoral. We'll have DJs all day. We'll have the Wiggle Worms, which will provide music and dancing for kids. We'll have a kids zone with Somos Arte. They do incredible projects for kids, it's really cool with the work they do. And there will be a 2 p.m. dance party for the kiddos. We'll have the Jesse White Tumblers, DJ Iggy, DJ Cam B. We're going to have a live version of the Block Club Chicago podcast with WGN's own John Hansen. So you can come by, say hello to Block Club and our reporters, and just have a good time. Bring the whole family. There's going to be something for everyone. We also have more than 60 vendors. They're going to be locals selling everything from crafts to snacks, everything you could think of.
In Lincoln Square, that will be, noon to 9 p.m., October 4, 2050 West Balmoral, to be exact. More information at blockclubchicago.org. Sounds like it'll be a good bash.
It will, and it's free.
That's the best part. And happy birthday, Jen Sabella. Thank you. Have a good one.
You
All
too.
Of your news is coming up.